Britt, B-R-I-T-T, first name, last name, Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S-S, 2-21-73. This is a 50-year-old gentleman, comes in today with cough, congestion, stuffy nose, sore throat, not feeling well. Blood pressure was quite elevated, 165 over 112. He says that normally it's 130 over 80, 90 max, but he's been taking over-the-counter medication for his cough and cold, period. In paragraph, he's allergic to penicillin. His repeat blood pressure still continues to be elevated. Period. COVID immunizations up to date, times two. Medical problems, no known medical issues. Medications, none. Surgery, none. Socially, doesn't smoke. Okay, he drinks occasionally. He's married, has two stepkids and four grandkids. He's from Dayton, D-A-Y-T-O-N, which is right down the street. And he works at a, I got him.
Blood pressure med?
No, you want to give him some?
Okay.
And he's, works at a chemical plant. Family history, dad died of kidney problems, lung cancer, some kind of other sort of cancer. Dad died of high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, colonoscopy, he's never had one, but he just turned 50, no family history, colon cancer. We told him we can do the Cologuard review of system. We're concerned about his blood pressure being elevated. Has had some issues with his weight, has lost some weight, has gained some weight. He does snore at night a lot, feels tired from time to time, no nausea, has had some epigastric pain in the past, epigastric pain in the past, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion reported, period. He needs copied that one. That one I copied. He was exam, allergy penicillin, by the way. 269 pounds, 98%, 98.3, 16, 106, 165 over 112. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the disease, shows the rise, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red, and inflammatory, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension. Patient has a family history of hypertension. This may have gotten worse with the medications he's taking at home. He's going to check his blood pressure three times a day. Call me, but I'm going to start him on lisinopril, 20 milligram, nevertheless. Next time is sinusitis. Next time is headache. Next time is stuffy nose. Next time is Z-Pack. Next time is Medjol Dose-Pack. Next time is rocephalogram now. Next time is dexamethasone, 8 milligram. Next time is obesity. Next time is fatty liver noted on the ultrasound. Next time is gallbladder looks normal. Next time is check blood work. Next time is check thyroid. Next time is check testosterone level. Next time is echocardiogram. Shows mild LDH. And a very mild RVH. Nixon's rule out sleep apnea with a sleep study. Nixon's mild BPH noted. Nixon's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Nixon's his carotid ultrasound is within normal limits, done in face of hypertension. Nixon's no sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Nixon's finding disgust with patient at length before leaving the office. Nixon's received rocephin and decadron without any issues. Z-Pack and Medrol dose pack was given, and lisinopril 20 milligram blood work will be drawn, and I will call patient with the results, and he'll call me with the blood work in the next few days. Thank you.